This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Victorian soul, under your number I wrote, called for a good time. I only wanted to get your attention, but you overlooked me somehow. Besides, you had too many boyfriends to mention, and I played my guitar too loud. How do you like me now?
White's Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and it's Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, 15th day of June. You hear that Toby Keith song, you know it is time to talk racing with Adam Alexander. And I always try to throw a nugget at Adam just to get him thinking about different things here, because that's what we do here. And on this date, there were a couple big fights that took place.
Okay.
Tommy Hearns knocked out Roberto Duran on this date, second round. That was in 84.
Okay, that sounds about right.
A year later, this is one I had forgotten about, and I love saying this dude's name, Pinklin Thomas.
Pinklin Thomas.
Knocked out Mike Weaver.
Yeah.
For the heavyweight belt.
Wow.
Both of them happened on this date. And I know there's no bigger Pinklin Thomas fan than Adam Alexander.
Oh, come on, man.
Good morning, buddy. How are you?
Hey, Adam.
I'm a heavyweight.
You didn't follow. Man, but the middleweights back then and the welterweights with Sugar Ray and Hearns and Duran and Marvelous Marvin, those are some good fights, man. And those guys going back and forth.
No? Marvelous Marvin has got to be one of the great sports nicknames of all time, for sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think they recently dedicated a statue to him up in Massachusetts, because he's
really
from the Boston area, yeah.
And didn't he change his name legally to Marvelous Marvin?
I think he
and
did.
And then he moved to Italy, had enough of America.
Yeah, made movies.
Yeah. Adam, man, thank you as always, and we have a couple things we want to talk to you about. Well, actually, I know right off the top.
Yeah,
here,
first of all, I mean, obviously, this week, the curtain comes down on
yeah.
Race Up, and it's something that you really put your heart into, and a place that NASCAR fans could go each and every day, not just for information, but for great entertainment and the interviews with everyone. I mean, and we watched this week. Your thoughts as everyone assembled there this week. What was it like for you?
It was surreal. I've got to be honest. It has been a big part of what I've done in the last 15 years. You know, NASCAR Race Hub went on in 2009, and it's just been a remarkable run. When you consider, you know, where the NASCAR audience comes from and how large that is in comparison to the full body of a sports audience that watches some of the other shows, and then you look at the longevity of Race Hub and the success it had and the ratings it generated and what it did for Fox and, you know, what it did for NASCAR as an industry and the race teams. It's been an incredible run, and proud to be and have been a part of that. You hate to see that go away, and it's just a timing thing. It's part of the changing landscape in the world of NASCAR, but it was a great show. It was a neat tribute to the history of what NASCAR Race Hub had been. We had been so fortunate to have so many wonderful analysts over the years, and it was cool to see so many of them come back. You know, Jimmy Spencer was a big part and played a big role in the early days of NASCAR Race Hub, and Kyle Petty was there. Kenny Wallace came back, but then you had current drivers. Austin Dillon was in the building, and Brad Keselowski and Joey Logano, and you know, AJ Allmendinger was one of our regulars early. So across the board, it was a neat celebration of what had been one of the great shows, probably the best daily show in NASCAR history.
Adam Alexander joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Couldn't wait to ask you your thoughts on the news that I saw last week. Was it last week? Yeah, that Tony Stewart had to shut down his racing team, and that was some sort of significant blow to some, and that was the part that I was lost at. That team shutting down, what are your thoughts on that and how it does affect the sport?
Well, Yeah, I would say that there was a time when a sports team shutting down in NASCAR meant something different than what it means now. You know, we've gone to this charter system, and I realize this is the final year of the agreement with race teams and NASCAR when it comes to the charter program, which is basically like a franchise, not totally, but that's the same concept as you relate it to other sports. Before, when a team would shut down, you had a lot of people that lost their job and had nowhere to go. And I don't want to minimize what's happened here, but the one saving grace in this situation is they have sold these charters that they had. They had four charters for the four cars that they fielded on a weekly basis. Those charters will land somewhere else. Someone has got to go and work to put those cars on track. And so hopefully the charter system minimizes the loss of those folks as they will go and gravitate somewhere else and have an opportunity, you would think. So it's a different era of NASCAR, and I would say a team shutting down means a little bit less than what it used to. You hate it for everyone involved. It is sad, and any time someone at the level that Tony operated at and means as much to the sport as Tony does and always has and always will, really. Anytime someone like that walks away, it's disappointing. You don't want to see that happen. But I do feel like all the parts and pieces will be picked up and moved along because of the charter system. And, you know, some of those charters have already been facilitated and purchased. And so hopefully that will help everyone move forward in a positive manner that may have lost out at Stuart Haas as they close their doors.
Spend the time on the waitfor.com hotline this morning with Adam Alexander from Fox Sports. Always great to catch up with him. He is social. You can always find him at Adam1Alexander, Adam1Alexander. We're hearing Martin Truex as, is ready to relinquish being a full-time driver. Some people call it retirement. I don't know if he's ready to totally step away. Your thoughts about that, and who might get that ride next?
Yeah, I hate it for Martin that he's walking away because he's meant so much to the sport, and it's hard to see someone like that go, especially when you consider the level that they're playing at right now. I know he hasn't won the season. I know not everything has gone their way, but when you look at where he sits in regard to points, I mean, he's almost a lock to make the playoffs, in my opinion, and I think they'll turn a corner and have a chance to win races and be a threat once we get into the postseason. But this is an end of an era. I was covering Martin in my early days in the sport in the early 2000s when he was driving for Dale Jr. and Chance 2 Motorsports and won those two Xfinity Series titles, and have watched him grow throughout his career and the time driving for Michael Waltrip and then moving over and driving for Furniture Row and doing great things for them and winning that championship and eventually making the move to Joe Gibbs Racing and all the success that he's enjoyed there. He's a cornerstone of the history of NASCAR and has meant so much to the sport, and so it will be disappointing to see him walk away, but it opens the door, it appears, based on everything we hear, for, you know, Erik Jones is someone that you hear talked about quite frequently as a potential replacement there to return to Joe Gibbs Racing, driving now for Legacy Motor Club. And I don't think that's been announced officially yet, but eventually that will come out. I would guess, at least that's the one name I've heard the most recently as a potential replacement for Martin as he retires. And you know, the changing of the guard, but there's a lot of good, young, talented drivers out there, and the future of the sport is very bright because of it. But anytime someone like Martin chooses to walk away and step away, it's disappointing just because of all they've meant to the history of the sport.
Stock cars are making their way back from the West Coast, racing out of Sonoma. Of course, Kyle Larson wins that. He's back in the top of the series standings. Thoughts about just the first half of this season? Who has been a surprise and for you, and who's been a disappointment so far?
You know, the disappointment side of things, I would say, is two-time champions that are active, and that would be Joey Logano and Kyle Busch. They have just struggled to find their footing. And, you know, Joey has performed a little bit better lately, but they both continue to hover right around that playoff cut line. And there's so many drivers below the cut that are capable of winning. We saw what Austin Cindric did at St. Louis, and anytime you have a driver like that win from below the cut line, it pushes that playoff cut down, and makes it even more difficult to get in on points. And so both Kyle Busch and Joey Logano have a lot of work to do if they're going to make their way in. You know, on the positive side, one name that I would say needs recognition is Ty Gibbs. Ty has performed at a very high level in his sophomore season. He hasn't won yet, but they're knocking on the door of that, and I do anticipate he will win before 2024 is over, and he's in a real good position to go out and make the playoffs. And then, you know, you have to look at the beginning of the year and just talk wholly about Joe Gibbs Racing and Hendrick Motorsports. You know, Hendrick has been so successful with what Kyle Larson and William Byron have been able to do, winning multiple races, Chase Elliott getting back to victory lane. And then you look at Joe Gibbs Racing. You know, Christopher Bell is someone who's been a playoff performer in recent years, and he's done some really good stuff, albeit a somewhat inconsistent so far in 2024. And Denny Hamlin is awesome as well. And those are a collection of drivers that I just anticipate we're going to be talking about deep into September and October when you're talking about those guys that are going to have a chance to go out and win a championship.
Listen, before we let you go, and we know the split that happens every year around this time, what are you most looking forward to this rest of this summer for you, just recreationally or entertainment-wise, Adam?
Well, I would say, you know, the game always changes for me schedule-wise when you get to this time of year, and it's nice to have a little downtime. And while I don't mind doing the prep work, those Tuesday conference calls that we have leading into races get a little bit watered down. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad I don't have to hop on a Zoom call or three or four every Tuesday. And, you know, I'm a family guy, and so it's great to have some time for the family and just relax and get away and disconnect. And we're going through some big changes right now on the TV side with the new TV deal, and we're working on all of that. So we'll see what's next in that regard. But just looking forward to disconnecting, getting away, and enjoying some time to relax with family. It's always good to do this time of year, and I'm looking forward to that. Maybe a little U.S. Open this weekend.
Yeah,
right,
see, that's
looking for you. You got to come down for a Braves game. Matter of fact, the Braves may suit you up right now.
Not only that, but we, you know, listen, we can reach out to him for a consultant. You know, consultant basis. Yeah,
you know, because there's something happening.
That's right.
Well, the racing landscape is changing. We're going to understand that Fox is going to do IndyCar next year, mm-hmm. right?
So, and look, we still got to talk to him about Chicago.
Yeah,
you know, you're not going no place with us.
This dude's like family, man.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. You guys reach out anytime. I always love being on with you, and I always appreciate it.
There you go. Our man. Adam Alexander, FS1, joining us here. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, buddy, and as always, thank you for getting up and joining
us.
And
happy Father's Day.
Hey, oh, yeah. Happy Father's Day. Got to remember that.
Absolutely. Happy Father's Day. Thanks so much.
Yes, absolutely.
Right, yeah.
Got a casting call. Going to let you know where some money's flying through the air. We haven't talked much Falcons today. There was a big announcement that,
Yes, given what
we saw last year in the NFL, actually will affect, and it made some people sit up and notice when this announcement was made last week. We're going to talk about that next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you in the Odyssey app.